head to DeKalb and be joined by NIU head coach Thomas Hammack. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Tim?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon in that 27-20 setback against Ball State, and after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Huskies.
Yeah, you know, I think it was just a tale of two halves. I thought we came out ready to play in the first half, going up 17-3. Then we came out in the second half, and we didn't have the same level of execution, the same focus to go out there and try to win that half. And as a football team, we talk about playing four quarters of football, and we didn't get that done.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Thomas, early on, what was working for your Huskies in building that that early lead?
Well, you know, we got a turnover on their first offensive snap of the football game, and then we scored a few plays later. I thought we found a rhythm offensively, had a nice balance of running the football early. I think anytime, you know, we've talked about the last couple weeks of trying to get our running game going, I think we took some steps in the right direction. I think our offensive line is playing better up front. Only gave up one sack. Was able to run the ball effectively, but we got to continue to put more drives together over the course of a game.
Offensively, early on, running back Trey Hyverson, scored the first two touchdowns, getting off to that 14-0 lead. And just talk about the effectiveness of the spark he provided early for your Huskies running game.
Yeah, I think, you know, Trey went out there and did an excellent job. The first thing, you know, we talk about is yards after contact. He broke a couple tackles, which gave him ability to break the long run. The first run was well blocked on the perimeter. Our wide receivers have really taken it to heart to block on the edge and help the running game get going. And they did a nice job, you know, maintaining their blocks and allowing Trey to get to the edge.
Defensively, linebacker Antonio Jones-Davis, career-high 17 tackles. Talk about his leadership and your defensive scheme and his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had a performance that, you know, you wish all other 10 guys on defense, you know, had that same level of play. And, you know, he picked off the first pass of the game. He had a sack. He had a bunch of tackles. You know, he was in the right spot, giving us an opportunity to play good defense. And, you know, he's a leader. And I think, you know, our players feed off of him. We just have to have more consistency, not giving up the big plays. We gave it up an explosive run in the second half. We was in an eight-man front. And, you know, we just got to get the ball down. So, you know, I think as a whole, we play good enough defensively. We got to have more consistency on offense and score more points.
Looking ahead to Saturday with a road game to Athens and heading and seeing the Ohio Bobcats, when you look at film, talk about the challenge you'll see from Ohio this Saturday.
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, you see the quarterback, who is a dynamic player. You know, he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you with his arms. They've got a nice group of running backs. The tight end is a really good player. And the wide receivers, you know, they can make plays. And I think offensively, they have a nice balance defensively. They have linebackers that play downhill. They try to plug the gaps. Number seven is an excellent player, somebody we got to make sure we account for in the running game and the passing game. And, you know, they do a nice job tackling.
Thomas, this year you guys, your Huskies have head on the road to Utah, to Nebraska, to Vanderbilt. Now you're heading to Athens. Just talk about your road non-conference experience and how that's going to help with preparation for the Bobcats on Saturday.
Well, I think, you know, the venues that we played in at Utah, at Nebraska, at Vanderbilt gives us an opportunity to have some recourse and know that we can handle the environment. We won't flinch. You know, but for us, it's a continual search to try to play four quarters of football, and that's what we're striving to do, and that's what we got to try to get accomplished this week in Athens.
We're in the heart of league play. You're going on the road down to Athens. Talk about how crucial it is for your Huskies to pick up a victory this coming Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's extremely crucial. I mean, it's the next opportunity. You know, we're just trying to, at this point, find a way to build some momentum. It's hard to have a winning streak without winning the first one. And so, you know, we're looking for a win to get us headed in the right direction where we can build off of the momentum and carry us the rest of the season.
Talk about what your expectation and what your message is going to be to your team this week in preparation for Ohio.
Well, I think, you know, for us, I thought last week we had an excellent week of preparation, and it starts there. And I think that, you know, tomorrow when we come in and go to work, we got to have a good Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which gives you an opportunity. And then you have to execute on Saturday. The things you do during the week, it has to show up during the game. We can't make, you know, poor judgments at times in critical situations.
Well, Thomas, we'll let you get back to preparation for Ohio. Again, want to say thank you for your time. Want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Thomas, again for NIU coming off a 27-20 loss to Ball State in that contest. Running back Trey Harbison, 22 carries and 146 yards and two rushing touchdowns of both 19 and 28 yards. And linebacker Antonio Jones-Davis, career-high 17 tackles, one sack, one interception, and 1.5 tackles for loss in that contest. For NIU, they will be at Ohio this coming Saturday, October 12th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 Central, and that game available on ESPN+.